This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little off script is we are learning of reporting beef over the sale of the Zers.
It's a source off. I love a good source off.
Well, you have the local columnist who's saying that now Jode and the Allen estate will retain 20% of the Blazers after being sold to Tom Dundon.
Yes.
Jode and the Allen estate says that is absolutely false.
Yes.
And they are saying that after the sale to Tom Dundon, they will own no piece of the Blazers.
And they got that out through another local reporter. So Sean Hyken immediately reported on the columnist thing saying, no,
Blazers.
I talked to the Allen estate and they said no. Now, I don't know this to be, you know, maybe they're the devils in the details, but it has been stated multiple times that they are required by his will to sell the team. Now, somewhere in there, does that mean that they can keep part of it? I don't know. They're saying no. So I don't know why they would lie about keeping 20% of the team unless they're trying to somehow circumvent the will.
So here's what I think's happening, and I have no sourcing on this, okay?
Yeah.
But again, as I've stated before, I try to look very closely at the verbiage that is used.
Yes.
And reading between the lines of the verbiage that is used and why it was said the way it was said, is it possible that they're both right? Because the 20% thing, I guess what is happening is, and this is true of a lot of other NBA sales, the payments come in sections. So Dundon is not, like, he doesn't have all the money in the world.
No.
So there will be split payments. And in the first installment, it is possible that the Allens do technically retain 20% because he hasn't paid the full amount. So therefore, that makes their statement that once the sale goes through, i.e. the second payment, that they will not own a stake in the Blazers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it does. And look, I'm only going off of what Hyken said, because Hyken said that when the deal closes in March, that they're done. So I'd see.
But I think there's a payment
that's due after that.
No, before. In which case that makes the Allen still 20%.
I could see it. So maybe for like 5-6 months they own a 20% stake.
Correct, because he's still coming up with the rest of the money to complete the sale.
Yeah, because
I don't know if that's right.
But that would make sense.
But it kind of makes sense.
And how is it the two people that are, you know, let's give credit, right? Two fairly credible reporters, right? I have no reason to believe that either one of them is making crap up. So
yeah, it kind of
That would be a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, because if you read, I think there was, where was that? Was that Hyken's thing?
So I read Hyken's. I did not read the.
Well, there was an ESPN one or something like that that was laying out. Maybe it was on Twitter. It was laying out how this has happened with pretty much every sale we've seen in the NBA, the last four or five, and there have actually been a lot of sales if you think about it, in recent years. This has happened where, and I think the Lakers guy, remember when they said Jeannie Buss is still going to own a minority piece of the Lakers?
Yeah.
These types of deals sometimes are structured this way. Now, Jeannie, I think, still owns a minority stake in the Lakers, but I'm not positive about that. I think in this instance, it's just that it's only until the final payment is completed.
Well, it's funny because I heard Mark Cuban was making the rounds today, and I don't know why, but Cuban was giving interviews today.
Yeah, you know, he's out there. He's always giving interviews.
And Cuban, you know, remember when Cuban sold, remember he kept the piece, and he was supposed to be the controlling partner, right? He was going to be in control, and he said that he didn't actually put that in a legal contract because he didn't want a job.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And he said, I didn't want it to be official like that. And he said the NBA actually put the kibosh on that and said, no, if you're going to do it and have to be there at the Board of Governors, we need it in writing. And Cuban was like, well, I didn't want to do that. So even something like that, there ended up being the devil in the details. Because like you said, so few people have the ability to just stroke a check for $4.2 billion and be like, I'm in charge.
And the other thing about this is there could be some sensationalizing of the headline.
To scare people.
Yeah,
into,
like the idea that the Allens retain 20% and then full stop.
Yeah.
That's not accurate.
Yeah.
At least according to them,
yes,
that's not accurate, and I don't think that's what the reporter is saying either.
And I'll even go,
but it is technically true for a short period of time. So then that is the headline, and then that gets people to go, wait, what? We don't want them still. Well, they're not going to be long term. It's just so it's kind of technicality.
Yeah, I could see that, and we don't know. Again, we're all speculating, but that would. You're right. That makes a lot of sense if you're trying to weed through the source off. And can we also, at least for me, if this somehow turned out to be true and they kept 20%, can I say who gives two S's?
Yeah, I don't. Why would that be a huge deal?
They don't,
as long as they don't have much say in what's happening.
Well, you can't. When you have a 20%, like you don't. The NBA and every other league make sure that there is one person that's in control. You have to. And for each league, it's a different stake. And I think for the NBA, I want to say it's like 30. I don't know, it's like 38 or something. I think the NFL is actually above. I think the NBA is like, or the NFL, it's like 50 something. But once you own the controlling stake, whatever that is. So when there is a board of governor meetings, there's one person, one that gets to vote. Otherwise you'd have.
Yeah. And they said that that's redundant.
And that will be redundant.
Well, so they said it's him the whole time.
Yes.
Even if the Allens retain 20% for a short period.
For somehow, if the Vulcans decided that they were going to keep 20% forever, it doesn't matter. They can't. You're just a silent partner. Like, do you realize Bill Maher at one point owned like 6% of the New York Mets? Like, and he laughs about it all the time because people he knew would talk to me. He goes, do you think I have any say in this whatsoever? He goes, I had an opportunity to buy in because the old Mets ownership was poor. And he goes, dude, I just thought this was a great investment. But he goes, if you think I have any say whatsoever and what happens with the New York Mets, he's like, dude, you're fooling yourself. Like, they're just none of like, or when Magic Johnson owns a piece of the Dodgers, they let Magic Johnson be the face of that. Magic Johnson doesn't get to decide what anything that happens. You know what little percentage of the Dodgers that guy owns? So even if they own 20%, I know that's scary for Blazer fan because they're like, oh, the Vulcans continue to meddle. Burt Cole will have no say in what goes on, and Jody Allen will have no say in what goes on. And even if this turns out to be true. So right. I think that's another good point that you made is this could be a sensational headline meant to kind of – and it gets people talking. I mean, we talked about it.
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I don't know if any of that is accurate.
Yeah.
How about that?
Just throwing it out there. But Tom Dundon, come March or whatever, will be in charge
of the Blazers. Now, that's newsworthy. They did say that the sale, Freudian slip, huh, will be finalized by March of 2026.
Yes.
So now we have a date.
Yeah.
And that's what, kind of towards the end of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, in the spring.
Great.
We wind it down.
Great.
And that'll be just in time for your Zers to make the playoffs.
You mean the play-in?
I think they're a playoff team. 5-3, baby. With wins.
Hey, beat the Thunder.
Over the undefeated Thunder, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Nuggies.
Yeah. A loss to Neil Smith Jr. or Nate Smith or whatever.
Nick LaPavia or whoever the hell he was.
Yeah, that guy.
Who's that 12 guy? Who's that white guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.